Lots going on around here this morning. It's Murphy's birthday.
Yay.
And it's Harry Potter's birthday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Easy way to remember.
He's really the only other famous person I share a birthday with, to my knowledge.
And he's not real.
He is real.
Okay, whatever.
Stop it. The other thing that's going on, Sam's face is swollen.
Yeah.
Does it hurt from your big toothache?
That baseball bat this weekend, I swear.
Okay.
No, this is from the toothache, yeah.
Yeah?
It's not hurting as much, but it's puffed up now.
All right, we're going to get to the full prognosis. Right now, though, 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Rhonda?
I have some maybe bad news for Sam.
Oh, just what he needs.
I woke up. It's not bad. It's not major. I woke up Christmas morning with half my face was swollen from a toothache. Christmas morning.
Of course.
Let me tell you, there's not only are there no dentists open that day,
right,
the whole following week.
Oh.
I think I did get in with, I got in with my dentist, and you already have that covered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give you antibiotics before they clear up that's an infection, and you're probably going to have a root canal. On a good note, I know you can hear the backup alarms in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
I drive a dump truck.
Cool.
And I was at work that same day after my root canal.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Not like it used to be.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. That's good news.
I've always heard root canals take you down for a while.
He was hoping to take some time off.
Yeah. Rhonda.
I guess it's bad news. Dang, I'm sorry.
Yes, and now you do understand why we call him Eeyore, right? Because everything is bother.
No, you have to love Eeyore.
Of course we do.
Nothing but snuggles and
Of course we love him, despite his gloomy mentality. Right.
And toothache.
Yes, it'd be all right. Sam, feel better. Sorry for your toothache. I am.
Thank you.
Although I think he's living vicariously through you, because secretly both he and I would like to at least once drive a dump truck.
It's not. I want to say it's not as hard as you think. But, you know,
sure.
All right. You have a great
one. Good one.
Thank you, Rhonda.
I also want to ride in an 18-wheeler.
Well, then do it.
I don't have any handy.
Find somebody.
Somebody who offers free 18-wheeler rides?
Is that why you and Murphy love the truck stop gas station so much? Are you in little boy dreams of being a
trucker?
Probably
wouldn't be a good idea to walk up to somebody and say, hey, can I have a ride with you?
So on the way, are you going to tell us what your dentist really told you?
Yeah, I'll let you know what the dentist said.
It's Murphy's birthday and Harry Potter, so happy birthday to both of you. Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ or online.
Social Media Connect.
Jessica messaged us about something that I know a lot of parents are going to experience here in the next few weeks. Kids going off to college. Hello, Murphy, Sam, and Jody. I enjoy listening to your show every morning on my hour drive to work. Jody, I especially love the relationship that you have with both of your girls and how you share stories about them. She says, my daughter just graduated college in May and is about to move across the country to go to graduate school.
Oh.
I'm extremely proud of her, and I know that she's going to do wonderful while she's there, but my mama heart is just broken at the thought of her being so far away.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty amazing relationship, and I'm worried that we won't have that same closeness when she returns home in 6 years. Trying hard to be strong.
6 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Oh.
Trying hard to be strong for her and reassure her that she's got this and we're all proud of her. But what advice would you have for me to, number one, help calm my nerves, and number two, be genuinely excited for her and not just sad that she's leaving?
Big one, Jessica. Okay. What were the questions again?
Can you use that in the form of a sentence?
Number one.
Yeah, help calm my nerves.
Okay. Number one, I have to do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Jessica, to help calm your nerves, this is what is supposed to be. You've done your job. She is supposed to grow up and have a life.
Yeah.
She is. Congratulations. You should exhale.
Yeah.
That should calm your nerves in itself.
Yeah,
totally.
What you've poured in the last 18 years should be reassuring enough.
That's number one.
The second question was, how can she be genuinely excited for her and not just sad about her leaving?
Grad school. I mean, hey.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you made it into grad school.
Right. My thought, though, is that to not be sad about it. I think that it sounds like you're close and you're worried about that not lasting. You're going to be closer. Closeness has nothing to do with geography. It has to do with intimacy and honesty and just the relationship, and it will make you appreciate each other more. I think you're going to be closer.
Yeah.
Just not geographically. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And some combination.
She will long for you.
Text, FaceTime, anything that you would want to do like that, all that.
Yeah. And now it's time to focus on you more, too, Jessica.
Party!
Anyway, thank you for sending that in. We do love hearing from you.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
We were mentioning yesterday that Mattel is going to be bringing more of their intellectual properties to the big screen. Barbie, the big one at the movies right now, and it's proven that that movie is, you know, it's a moneymaker for them. Yeah. And they're in the business, okay? They've got a Vin Diesel Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie coming out. There's a Hot Wheels movie coming out that's going to be produced by J.J. Abrams. So the toy world really does translate to the box office. And so,
thanks to Pixar creating that 30 years ago.
Yeah, Marvel is kind of the same,
Lego
right?
Lego movies.
Yes. Batman, that's comic to big screen, but still. Okay, so Mattel says expect more Barbie products coming soon. I didn't realize this, but last month they did release Ken and Barbie dolls tied to the movie. I didn't catch that. I haven't seen the movie.
Do they look different?
I haven't seen them. No, they look like Ken and Barbie from the movie.
Okay.
So there's more coming from the movie. They're just not saying what. And the other word, and this is Barbie and Ken will be huge at Halloween this year. Well, pick whichever Barbie and Ken you want, whether from the movie or from back in the day. And I've always thought it was really fun when you'd see somebody who was like the old Barbie come to life. You know?
So are you going to try to do redheaded Barbie for Halloween?
No. It's the one day of the year. I'm not redheaded, remember?
You think I'd make a great Ken?
I was perfect couple costume. Can I talk to the kids here for a second?
Which kids?
Yes, Mr. Sam.
Well, all kids.
Okay.
Whoever's sitting in the car or whatever right now listening.
Yeah.
And this goes back to my tooth situation, the tooth pain in here.
Having a tooth pulled this week because of an abscess.
An abscess. And it's because I don't take care of my teeth. I mean, I fully
admit
it.
You told that?
I told the dentist that.
Really?
Whoever.
Okay.
I know.
Of all the medical professionals, the dentists are the ones I most fear or don't like.
Avoid.
Because it just seemed like as a kid, every time I went to the dentist, something was wrong. So I got it stuck in my head. Anyway, back to the kids.
Okay.
Take care of your teeth.
Yes.
If I could go back, you know, because we've been talking about it here, and it's like, if I could go back, yeah, I would have listened. I would do what I supposed to do instead
floss.
Of being hard-headed and I don't feel like flossing today and I don't feel like going for every 6 months. Do it because otherwise you'll be like me now and I'm having this tooth taken care of and there probably are other things on the other side of the mouth that need to be fixed. Do what the dentist says.
And what you're also saying is what you're having to have fixed now, what you're dealing with is a lot harder than the flossing every day and the 6 month cleaning. Because a 6 month cleaning is not very, even if you're a chicken at the dentist, it's still not that bad. And then keep trying until you find someone who understands that and makes you comfortable.
Yeah, and even if I didn't floss every day, that 6 month cleaning is still
yes.
If worst comes to worst, go to the dentist twice a year.
That's right.
And even the mouthwashes and other things that you use, there's a lot of good stuff out there, but there's no substitute for that. And you know, I hate to admit this, and I really don't know why. And both of my parents are gone now, but they did not take us to the dentist regularly as children. Mm-hmm. So until I was 17, I didn't, and I don't know how I got lucky enough not to have any cavities at that point, but I did
get lucky then, yes.
You know, I've had a few here and there since then,
right?
But I have been religious about that now every 6 months, especially with the type 1 diabetes. You just can't risk, because what starts in your mouth can affect your whole body. So,
I love that you guys are saying this, although I wonder what percentage of kids listening will take, because it's one of those things where until you experience it for yourself, do you really believe the advice you're hearing? We hope you hear us, kids.
Yeah, don't wait 40 years.
Enjoy your holiday weekend, and we will be back with 3 things to know today on Tuesday when we return from vacation.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Do you guys know about the show Suits? Remember the
Meghan Markle?
That's right. She's one of the stars of the show.
Why don't we go out and celebrate?
We're all in the same boat now.
I'm taking full control as managing partner.
It's a USA Network legal drama about corporate lawyers and some of the things that they deal with and do. And it's known to be silly, but it's also drama. And it, you know, honestly, I'd never heard of the show until, oh, Meghan Markle, who's that? Oh, she's dating Harry. Oh, she's on TV. And I never watched an episode. But it's getting a lot of play right now. Everybody's watching Suits right now. So the question is why?
Yeah.
Why do you think Suits is so popular?
I have no idea.
Reruns because of the writer's strike, and she's on them?
Listen to you.
What is it?
You're on to something. It's not the Meghan Markle effect. She quit the show right before she became a duchess. It's because it's available this summer now on Netflix. Netflix is the biggest streamer, and it introduces, it's been known to revive shows. Breaking Bad wasn't as big until it landed on Netflix. And so people, and look, Suits has been on Prime before. I think it's been on Hulu, but more people see it. It's a bigger platform, Netflix. It's called the Netflix Effect.
Okay.
It's revived other shows like Gilmore Girls. So anyway, a billion streams just this summer alone, and it's not all because of Miss Meghan. Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, and also jump in on social media.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Champ, my boyfriend dog, posted yesterday about the kind of peanut butter that you're not supposed to give dogs. Well, I'm sorry, the ingredient in peanut butter that you're not supposed to give dogs. It's a newer thing that some manufacturers have put in peanut butters.
Yeah.
It's called xylitol. You know, it is spelled X-Y-L-I-T-O-L.
It's used, it's pretty common, what do you call it, sugar substitute, like in gum and, you know, candies and things like
that. Right, and so from our Facebook page, Marjorie says, also known as birch sugar, which is what it's also known as. So just look, you know, and everybody wants to know, what brands are you talking about? It doesn't matter what brand, make sure it doesn't contain xylitol. I do know that Skippy doesn't have it. The Skippy that we use, the natural, they don't, it doesn't have it.
Does Champ prefer crunchy or smooth and creamy?
He prefers anything. You have to know, we don't actually give our dogs very much extra table-ish food.
Yeah, at all.
We give the new girl, when she needs to calm down, a Kong full of frozen peanut butter. Every night, I stuff two Kongs with a little bit of peanut butter, and I put them in the freezer. And so when she has to be crated, she's a high-energy young thing, I give her a peanut butter Kong.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for her to get all of that, and she chews it and chews it. But
she chews on that. She chews on that while Champ is posting on Facebook, apparently.
Angie said, thanks, Champ. I use 100% organic, nothing but peanuts in there. Kathy said, thank you. Good to know. I made doggy ice cream for my boys last week. It's all good. Wow. Karen says, Jody, my dad introduced us to Jif natural peanut butter with honey recently. And oh my goodness, my husband loves it. I bet your dogs will too.
The dogs eat honey?
I don't know. She's saying herself, though. She's saying humans of the house eat peanut butter with honey. Have we had that?
Well, my mom used to make those when I was a kid, peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
Oh, sandwiches. Yeah. She's saying that there's honey in the jar.
Well, I understand that. Yeah, I'm assuming it tastes the same.
That sounds good.
Yeah, peanut butter and honey go together. Have you never had that blended? Yeah.
Sometimes just a little spoonful of peanut butter is so good.
Actually, those peanut butter balls from elementary school that they used to make had honey as part of them rolled up.
Yeah, they did. Okay, we love hearing from you. Keep it coming on Facebook and Instagram. Murphy, I've learned, and I haven't told you this yet, that I'm about to inherit something from my grandfather's home.
Oh, you found something?
Well, let me bring you up to speed. Remember in 2016, my grandfather's house flooded.
Yes.
It wasn't the first time, but it was the worst time that it ever flooded. He lost almost everything. And after that flood, he never left his home. He wouldn't do it. He was camped out on his carport with whatever he had left, belongings. You know, finding the happiness in the situation, playing guitar and whatnot. And someone came to interview him. There was this like article or whatever, People of the Flood.
Yeah.
And someone also took a picture of him, a black and white photo.
It's a great photo.
And I didn't even know the photo existed. And then a friend of mine, they displayed it at a local museum and about the flood and all that. And he was in it. And long story short, she said, this is your grandfather? And I was like, yeah, that's my grandfather. So whenever she works at the museum, she gave us, the family, the picture. She says, do you want this? We framed this and put this up here with his article.
Wow.
And so that picture had, he was so proud of it. And
is
he
that
hung
the one in the living room that hangs in his house?
It did hang in his house. He was very happy about it. And it was at his funeral service up on an easel.
Yeah.
My Aunt Jackie called me the other day and said, Jody, since you were the one that grabbed this from your friend at the museum and Papa was so proud of it, would you like that picture?
Oh, that's very sweet.
It's black and white. It's framed.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely, I would love that picture.
That picture is gorgeous.
It is cool, right?
It's artsy looking. It's perfect.
But you're looking at it, just it's a cool picture, artsy. To me, it reminds me of who he was. Because in that picture is him finding happiness when he had lost everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was that person. And in fact, after the flood, when my family members were trying to help clean out his house and they would take things that were soaked to the road for trash pickup, later in the day when they were inside and had moved on to other things, he would go back out and grab it and bring it back into the house.
Yeah.
He was of that generation that you did not get rid of your things.
Well, I'm glad you're inheriting the picture.
Me too.
Although I did think for a minute you were going to tell me we could retire early, but I guess that's not happening. Huh?
No, none of those relics from my grandfather's house.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Heads up, Marvel fans, in case you missed it, yesterday was the release date on streaming Disney Plus for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians.
Sure did. This is
fell in love.
The crew's encore. This is their final thing. Yeah. Volume 3 will be it for this crew.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I remember the first movie, the first time we saw it, Murph, we saw it in the theater. I thought, number one, Chris Pratt is perfect for this.
Yes.
Number two,
music too.
What a beautiful way to weave in a soundtrack, but by making it part of the movie with his cassettes that he was listening to.
Yeah.
And another check. They checked that you automatically, it's a writer's trick, if you want someone to automatically love your character and feel for your character, have the mystery parent, the loss of a parent or the emptiness that you know, Harry Potter's got that.
Yeah.
Not Han Solo.
Almost every Disney character does.
Anyway, some Star Wars person has that.
I mean,
Jon
really,
Snow from Game of Thrones has that.
Is there a Disney movie in history that has any parents alive?
I know, right?
That's Bambi? No.
It's a trick. Anyway, so Star-Lord had that going on as well.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy streaming now on Disney Plus. There are post-credit scenes and Easter eggs everywhere. Murphy, you know, it's almost time for me to go see my mom again this week because... Why is that funny?
I don't know. I was waiting for the Murphy joke.
Let him do it.
He's waiting for any assortment of...
Yes,
it is time for you to go see your mom.
Did she just fly in from on her broom this week?
Okay, Sam, he doesn't need help with that.
Now,
I promise.
I would never say that about her.
It's to my face.
At least
face.
Not to her face,
To my face. I have enjoyed in the last 6 months or so, as often as I can, going to visit her about once a week. I take her to coffee, and we finally, you know, after her father died, my grandfather passed, you know, she was busy. We had stopped doing it. And now that she's, you know, life is settling back in.
Yeah.
I went last week and I took her to coffee and we drove around. We drove around past our old house that I grew up in, things like that. It was just time well spent. And in the back of my mind and in my heart, I've wanted to have a conversation with her for a long time. But it's one of those that you don't want to be the one to bring it up. You don't want to say, I want to talk about this and change the mood. But I do want to know for the future what her wishes are regarding that.
Does she have a will?
I didn't ask that question. I'm assuming she
does. There's step one.
Well, I was going to say, I've been around her for a long time. She does have quite the will. She definitely does.
Yes, she does. Anyway, after my grandfather's funeral, you know, I started thinking even more about it.
It's important. It's not a comfortable conversation, but it is important.
What her wishes would be. So, you know, we were talking about Papa's service, sitting there having coffee, and it happened naturally. I didn't have to make it happen. She started saying what she wanted. what she would want and would not want. And I was just so grateful for that knowledge.
Yeah.
I almost said, man, I've been wanting to ask you that, but I didn't want to make you uncomfortable.
So is she going 6 feet down or is it going to get warm in here?
So wait, was this the conversation?
About what she would want for herself at the end.
Not about how things are going to be split up between you and your brother.
No, I don't care about that right now.
It's the send-off.
It's the send-off that I was asking about, and it's really a combo of both. And I'm just happy to know that.
Hope you enjoy your holiday weekend, and we will be back with an all-new Three Things to Know on Tuesday when we return from vacation.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Lowe's.
Lady Gaga is coming back to Vegas. In fact, the end of this month, August 31st, is going to be her the first date of her 12-concert run at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
Yes.
Now, here's what's different. Last time she was there, she did Enigma, the rock and roll stuff, and she also did Nights of Jazz and Piano. Mm-hmm. This time, it's only going to be jazz and piano. I was walking
alone. It'll be a tribute to Tony, probably.
Yeah,
too.
I was wondering if that. So, was this planned before Tony Bennett's death?
I've looked into that, and I can't find it. But it
probably.
I would assume, because this really came together really quick.
Right, and she has a whole deal with them.
Yeah.
In that hotel, when I was there with my friend Lisa last year for a weekend, there's a whole area near that theater that's all, it's like a Gaga museum of her clothing and whatnot. Last year, anyway.
Okay. Well,
that's
cool.
She has a deal with them.
So she's doing like the jazz stuff in the American Songbook, but then she's also going to do Gaga songs in a jazz form. Okay.
That's different.
Yeah.
Whoa.
12 shows, August 31st through October the 5th, and they go on sale this Friday. This Friday.
My goodness.
You want to get those.
Go, Gaga.
Speaking of this week, Taylor Swift wrapping up the Eras Tour in the U.S. this week. She's got 6 dates planned in L.A. at SoFi Stadium, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, taking off Sunday, and then doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
Goodness.
Rumor is that she's going to announce the 1989 Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting her to do that during these 6-night stay. And this is really kind of cool. She just gave out bonuses to all of her rig drivers for the concert tour. The guys hauling. There's 50 rig drivers.
Wow.
This is how big it is.
Wow.
She gave each of them $100,000.
Whoa.
I know. Quick math. That's $5 million bucks. Quick math.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the tour is expected to gross like $900 million. So she's got five to spare.
She's got it.
Yeah.
Sure. She's making it this summer.
It's about the time we start talking about Christmas albums. Cher is teasing that she's going to put out her first Christmas album ever.
My goodness.
There have been Cher Christmas songs in the past, like this one.
I don't know this.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know this.
Rosie O'Donnell sings on this one, too.
Oh, cute.
And a lot of the Cher stuff, the previous albums have been Sonny and Cher or somebody that sang a Christmas song on the Sonny and Cher show.
Sure.
This is all Cher, 100% all Christmas. It's going to be out this year.
My goodness. There have been a lot of reports this summer about wildlife causing some problems for tourists in national parks, including this 8-year-old boy who was attacked by a cougar in a national park, and his mom saved the day by yelling and screaming and causing a big distress, yelling and screaming at the cougar.
It caused it to run away?
Yes. Okay. That's the right way to handle it, apparently, according to experts. You're not supposed to run from a wild animal. That would have been the opposite of what to do.
Yeah, certain bars, you don't run from cougars.
Okay. I knew. Just
Thank
because
you,
I said the word cougar. Okay. I really want to say this. Here's what to know so that you don't end up in a bad situation with someone you love and a wild animal. Okay? Or you don't end up on the national news because of a wild animal interaction in a national park. Okay. Know the guidelines for which particular park you're going into because it's different per park based on the animals that inhabit that park. It's there, you know, it's where they live.
Right.
You're a visitor.
Sure.
The other thing is you've got to give them space. They say in general, if animals react to your presence, you're too close.
Oh.
If you're observing them and they don't give you the time of day, that's a good thing. Isn't that cool to know?
Well, yeah. I mean, but I wouldn't. Like a bear, I'm not going to walk up to that. Or a strange cougar, I'm not going to walk up to that. Not the kind Sam's talking about, you know.
Or the kind in a national park.
Yeah, right.
You are really, really interested in knowing how to act around a cougar when I first started this.
Well, first you ask for a phone number.
Please, I want to get this important information.
Apparently,
out.
Sam, according to Jody, if you want it to run away, though, you just need to scream at it.
Well, yeah, that's worked.
That's happened for him before. Anyway, I want to say this. If they react to your presence, you're too close. If
yeah,
you
I
are able
that.
To get a selfie, you're definitely too close.
Whoa.
That's what's happened with a lot of tourists this summer. They're trying to get pictures with bears in the back or cougars or bison.
Selfies with cougars, huh?
Yeah.
You put your back to anything.
It's true. Okay, especially a cougar,
it's
right?
It's going to chase you.
Stay on the trails. Don't venture off like we did. We shouldn't have done that in the Smoky Mountain National Park recently, remember? Couple of years ago, we were off the trail, Murph.
Oh, we were, and it was getting dark. That was not a good idea.
See any cougars?
No.
We did not. Anyway, a little bit more on the way, because I do want to talk to you about your food storage and garbage when you're in a national park. We are going to get to your calls. I know Ken is waiting, 877-310-4MSJ, but more on how to behave around wild animals in national parks. One of the most important things to know, and this is from park rangers across the country, is to store your food correctly in, like, you know, animal-proof containers and to handle your trash correctly, the way they want you to dispose of your trash. Because if it smells like food to an animal, it's going to be treated like food, and they will come looking for more. If you leave crumbs on a picnic table, they're going to remember that crumbs were here once, and they're going to be looking for it.
Yeah.
And that can put not just you, but everybody else in danger.
What's going on, Ken?
I heard the comment you made about attacks by animals in national parks.
Yeah.
I feel very comfortable that in about 80% of those incidences, people were not following the clear guidance that was issued by park rangers.
Right.
And they're just endangering themselves. And I feel very sorry for all the people who are injured, but you're in their house and they're wild, and we need to be very careful around them.
That's true. The only time I've ever been around a wild animal in a national park, it was definitely bears in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. And while I was in awe, all of my caution bells were ringing. I don't know. I was on high alert.
That's a good approach.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're beautiful.
Yep.
But they are wild. And
the rules are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ken. We appreciate that.
You know, one of the things hikers do, or campers, is they string their garbage and their food up in the air. I know you were talking about containers that are animal-proof, but they are also, too, if you string them up in the air, you know, the bears can't get to them. Nothing can...
Right.
Got to be way in the air.
I did not know that.
Yeah. A TikTok taught me that.
Camping, but
not
TikTok.
A ranger. No, TikTok.
And I bet these mistakes are made more by people who are going for the first time to a national park who've never been before.
Right.
Because, you know, you tend to grow up and you think zoos or animals or whatever.
I don't know.
But, you know, you don't realize that these aren't pets. They actually are wild,
wild
animals.
Yeah. And you're in their home.
Correct.
It's
you're
their
the food.
Home.
Yeah.
Right. If they associate you with food, then they may become aggressive towards you. Good luck, and thank you, Ken. 877-310-4MSJ.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Stranger Things Season 5. We all want it. Season 4 was full of Vecna and full of, you know, answers. And, you know, it really got crazy good. Stranger Things Season 1, if you go back and watch it, you could tell they were new. They didn't have the budget.
It was a simpler time.
By the time, it was great storytelling, but by the time Season 4 landed, you were like, oh, this is a hit, which means they have a lot of money coming in to make this seem more cinematic. Okay.
And what do we have to wait, like 2 years now?
We have to wait a long time now because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
You know, most shows also that have kids in them, you know, you go from one season to the next and you see big growth. This time they had COVID that slowed them down and you saw major growth. By the time we get to season 5, these kids are going to be...
They're going to have their own kids.
They're going to be having a midlife crisis. Will Byers, the character Will, the word is, will be the key to the final season of Stranger Things.
The Demogorgon! Will, your action!
I don't know!
Fireball!
They have to roll a 13 or higher.
Speaking of season 1, this is them playing Dungeons and Dragons. So he really takes center stage for the writing for season 5. And it makes sense, I guess. Wasn't he the first kid to be
I think the first two seasons he was the problem.
He had a problem. I don't know if he was the problem. No release date for season 5, but Will Byers is the center of it all.
All right, how many times have you heard the phrase, go ask your dad about this one?
Oh, well, I'll say
or go
it.
Ask your mom.
I say it sometimes,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah, it does happen every now and then.
It happened to me with Parker.
Yeah.
And this happened about a month ago. I got to go ask your dad. Parker wanted to go with his friend and jump out, do some skydiving, jump out of a plane.
And why is so, it, she was...
I don't think she wanted to be the final one to sign off on
okay,
it.
Yeah,
ahead.
Well, that's not, you know, can we go eat here for dinner tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same
kind of... this all fails, it's your dad's fault, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, maybe she wanted, maybe she was conflicted about how she felt about it, so she wanted to get your two
probably
cents.
A two-person, two-parent decision anyway,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Well, it didn't happen a month ago because things came up for Parker, but then Friday I get a text, hey, we're going to do it tomorrow. So, and I told him I wanted to be there when he jumped.
Oh.
So
this weekend he jumped out of an airplane?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And what's funny is he was all gung-ho about it. You mean texting me, talking to me. Yeah, this could be fun. Yeah, bucket list.
Okay.
10 minutes before it was time to actually get in the plane.
Sure.
You could tell his demeanor changed.
Sure.
He was just sitting there, like staring at the ground, reflective. It's like, aha. The
nerves, it's getting real.
Yeah, the nerves have kicked in now.
Of course.
It's
so scary. That's scary for a parent.
Yeah.
You watched him do that.
I watched him do it from the ground. Now, we did pay a little bit extra for him to get the video of him actually jumping.
Okay.
So, and that's where the guy records him ahead of time, records him in the plane. Oh, you should have seen him in the plane.
Yes.
Hey, we're up to 5,000 feet, another 5,000 to go. What do you think, Parker? Yeah, that's great. Woo!
And then, that's...
you want to say anything to anybody as we head up? Yeah, hi, Mom.
Oh.
I was like, hello? Who's here paying for this stuff?
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
It happened.
He jumped. You got to watch it. It was great. When he hit the ground, I think he was also still in that anxious state.
Because probably in shock.
He wasn't. He loved... He said when they first jumped out and they started spinning, he closed his eyes.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the chute opened that he could actually...
yeah.
Bet he does it again.
Oh, yeah. He's already talking about doing it again.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.